This is Space Kate again, and I'm still at the Spacewalk Hall of Fame, and I've come out into the museum part itself, and I'm hearing some fascinating stories from Sam here. In fact, in this cabinet in front of me, which is part of the Mercury rim, they have his hard hat. That you actually wore that when you were working on the program.
Oh, yes, I sure did. You had to have it when you were on the pad.
And you said a lot of this stuff just came out of your garage?
Yeah, this circular picture down here is labeled Friendship 7. Friendship was the spacecraft that John Glenn flew. And we had that to sit right on the scope inside the cockpit. And but we had it on there the day he was going to launch, and it didn't go that day. So I took that one off and had him draw me another one. Instead of the lady looking like that, I wanted one that was 80 years old. And so John kept that one.
What was his reaction when he saw that in there?
Oh, he was a lot of fun to play with. He really was.
So what other stories have you got in the museum that you can share with me?
Well,
show me some of your favorite pieces.
Okay. This is Apollo program here, see. Now they don't have the light turned on. Show you how you work on these things.
And you worked on the Apollo program as well, so some of these things mean something to you. Wow.
That's an X-ray of Neil Armstrong's shoes of this kind that he wore when he was on the moon.
Wow. Why did they X-ray his shoes?
Just make sure there wasn't something in there, because we had to protect a lot of that stuff. Now you see how important a rocket is. Here's the Saturn V rocket.
That's a big, tall thing.
And that's a 6-foot man standing there.
Oh, wow.
That shows you the size of the thing.
I've actually walked underneath one at the Johnson Space Center, and it's the most enormous, incredible thing.
We've got one here at KSC. You can do the same. In fact, it's inside a nice building here. But this thing, first stage, second stage, third stage, you see that triangular-shaped piece right there?
That tiny little bit at the top.
That's what we got back. There's the way it came back in with three guys in it, see?
It's so incredible.
So you never can tell what we're going to have around here. Now, how do you like this?
What is that? Is that space food?
That's stuff they could eat. And then when they got through with it, that's how they went to the bathroom.
Is that original Apollo space food?
Yeah.
Chicken and gravy. Doesn't look that appetizing.
You can inflate that, see? Yeah. It gets good enough so you can eat it. But we had to make everything fairly small and lightweight so you could take it.
Of course. So what in here came out of your garage? Anything?
Oh, not too much. Now, we got this one right here. See this book? It's called One Small Step. Buzz Aldrin was the second that I got to step on the moon, you know, so he put the book together. And it's got some pretty interesting pictures and stuff in it. See, there they are standing on the moon.
That must have been such an incredible day for you all working on the program to see your work come together like that.
The book causes me a problem. My daddy had a drugstore. And this is not a restroom.
That's funny. Wow. And
through here, this is for the shuttle. And we decided kids come in here and they like to do things. So please touch.
That's a great sign for a museum. Please touch. I like it.
Or pull the trigger. Or mash the button. Or turn the light on.
Nice.
What this is the mechanism that was mounted right in there, which was the way the guy drove that thing.
So this is the crawler, is it called the
crawler? Transporter,
and that's what takes the shuttle to the pad?
Right. What it does, this big thing weighs 6 million pounds. You drive it underneath that, pick that up, and haul it 3.5 miles out to the pad. That weighs 9.5 million pounds.
That is pretty
and
crazy.
And you haul it out there.
And that's the sort of pad that it launches from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is thing here is the launch pad. And what you do, you bring it down, set it on these things, and drive that away.
Wow.
It shows you the size of things. That's the crawler, and that is this compartment right here, but they hadn't put a rocket on it yet.
And so there's one person in charge of driving this crawler with the shuttle on top.
Mm-hmm. Crawler transporter is what it's called.
Better be a good driver to be in charge of that lot.
Well, when it was just this, when it was empty, you went 2 miles an hour. But when you drove under it and picked that up, you held that to 1 mile an hour.
And how far does it have to go?
3.5 miles. Now, the trouble is, when you got about 15, 16 million pounds, it's hard to stop that when you're moving, so you don't want to go very fast.
Right. That would be a very expensive crash.
Yes. Now, here's one of the things. Feel the weight.
Oh, that doesn't really weigh much.
That's one of the tiles on the shuttle, and there's 28,000 of those on the shuttle.
And are those the thermal protection tiles?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. I can hold, if I didn't have that plastic bag, I can hold it in my hand, take a flamethrower and hit right there till it's red hot and not feel anything on the back. That's how good it was.
Wow. You'd have to be brave to try that, but I guess they have been tested on shuttles.
You know what we're going to do around there. Now, I retired many years ago, and a lot of us have retired, have set up this place in here. And one of the things we decided, we didn't have enough astronaut handprints. So we went off and started doing it. We found out we could go get some of this clay stuff and have the astronaut give us a handprint, and then we could convert it to this metal. And this will last forever. And we now have all Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, and some shuttle handprints that we did
wow.
in here.
Here we go. Got Neil Armstrong.
Yeah,
let's
Neil.
Check out my hands.
Yeah.
I actually have longer fingers than Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
I have strangely big hands, actually, for a girl.
Yeah, it's probably big to mine. See?
Yeah. Wrong one. Let's see. Yeah, about the same size as yours.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I can work for NASA now.
Well, I couldn't be an astronaut because I was too tall.
Oh. How tall? What's the cutoff?
Well, right now it's no problem. But when I first started, if you were more than 5'11", there's no way you could fit in a spacecraft.
Wow. What do you think? Could I be an astronaut?
Yeah, you probably could. Now you need to go study some engineering.
That's true. I studied genetics. I'm not sure if that's enough.
Probably would be. But now this room in here, of course, is just for the shuttle program. Except right here, we had stuff we really wanted to show off, and we didn't have a good place to do it, so we found this thing and put it all in here. And these are very, very special things. Now, I told you about the vehicle that we wanted to launch before we designed the shuttle. That's what it looked like right there.
Wow, it looks much more like an airplane.
That's right.
Wow. And so that's the thing that would have cost
$10 billion to get that program started, because you had to make it out of some space. The whole vehicle had to be made out of titanium.
So. Wow. And how far did you get with making it? I mean, you've got a model of it here. Did you make an aerodynamic model or?
No, they in Washington. See, we get our budget from Washington. They told us $10 billion was too much. You can have $5
billion. Back to the drawing board then.
So we designed and built that.
Which is still, it's still a classy looking model, I think.
But how do you like that now? See that golf club?
Yeah.
That's when Alan Shepard was on the moon. He hit golf balls on the moon.
That's a smart little model.
And there's a little, some of those up there, and that's what they could drive around on the moon.
The little lunar roving vehicles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But we got some more stuff in here that I can show you now in some of the other rooms.
What's this?
That's just a plaque.
Hmm. Great.
Come back here.
That's right. I don't see it. I'm sure you saw it. Yeah, I just want you to are surrounded by this orange cloud.
Now, in 1975, we decided we were doing pretty good, so we wanted to have a mission that we could fly, and we wanted to do with what the Russians were doing. So we flew something called ASTP, Apollo Soyuz Test Program, which we launched to Apollo. They launched a Soyuz, and we docked that thing while it was in orbit. That was 1975. In 1977, we found out those two cosmonauts were down visiting Key West. So a bunch of us went down there to see them and had a good time talking to them. And when they got back to Russia, they sent us all of this. This is all Russian stuff.
Wow. So what, you got hats and a glove and badges and it's models?
Printed in Russian.
Wow.
So we thought that made a good display.
That makes a great display, yeah.
But now my son-in-law, who lives nine houses down the street from me, married my daughter, he works for the KSC Fire Department. Mm. And I said, we don't have a fire department display. He said, let me see what I can do. It took him about 10 days to put all that together.
Wow. You've got patches and caps and models of the vehicles. Oh, this is the little yellow thing that they run into collect the astronauts with.
There it is, painted white. But now, not everything they did in that program was really what I thought they should do. See, I was the head of the shuttle program for a while. So here's the launch. See this shuttle?
Wow, that's an incredible picture of the launch.
That's an armored tank like that. Those guys are supposed to be inside that tank. If it had blown up right there, it would have killed every one of them. And since I was the head of the shuttle program, I took this picture and said, gentlemen, you're supposed to be inside that tank. Now, we have a camera that takes this picture every launch. And if the next launch, if you're not inside that tank, you're fired. There they are.
Oh, but what a shame to be so close and miss out on actually seeing that.
They're about a mile from the pad. Now, the fire room is 3.5 miles from the pad.
Wow. I love this astronaut rescue pin. That's amazing.
Got a lot of stuff. But now, everything you've seen so far pretty much has been manned spaceflight. But this room in here is not manned spaceflight. It was Atlas-type rockets. It had a satellite in the top, but not people. And we started that 40 years ago. Have you guys seen what's in here? Come join us if you'd like. And they were going to quit shooting the Atlas rocket and everything. So we said, okay, and they didn't know what to do. So we said, all right, we'll see what we do. All this stuff was in the blockhouse. And we took it out and brought it over here. And it's all real stuff. And if you want to see how it works, I can show you. Now.
So can you just explain for the people listening to this who can't see, what is this we're looking at?
This one right here is LO2, liquid oxygen tank, first stage. And this is the stuff that you could use, how each one of them work. You want to open or close the valve, you can do it that way. And all of these are big systems, so the bottom left-hand corner is always a master switch. Each one of them is that way. See? And the kids can have fun showing stuff off, and then they come in and get to play with it.
And these were actually used to launch
rockets.
This was
actually in the blockhouse. And there's what the inside the blockhouse looked like. There's it, pad 36.
That's very cool.
And we put it all together so we can show it off. And I have one switch that makes noise.
You have to show us what that is.
Yeah, see there it says, emergency control.
Well, okay.
Can hear that one.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the test conductor sat at this. He was the guy running the show. And see, we got it all. good countdowns and everything on it. So you came in and said, wonder how it is. So you come and turn that back on, and you'll see the count. It's got to get back down to zero, or you don't need it. So it gets, there we go. Now we got it, see. So let's see if we're ready to go. So you turn that off and do these things, and then say, did it work? Nope. This was right out of the blockhouse.
Wow. There.
All this stuff, we decided we'd show it all.
That's a really great exhibit to have.
And that's about it. Have you all had lunch?
Not yet.
You want to go somewhere for lunch?
That'd be great.
There's a real good restaurant within walking distance of here if you want to go, and I'll show you where it is. Because I got to go get lunch, too.